I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Another young Christian is sentenced to death under Pakistan's notorious blasphemy laws. The 27-year-old believer allegedly shared a photo of a damaged Quran on TikTok following widespread attacks on the Christian community last August. Even though the young man did not create the image, the court said it was blasphemous and worthy of a death sentence. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says believers accused of blasphemy often face mob justice before they ever step into a courtroom. Ask the Lord to strengthen and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan.
We can't go to them. We can't necessarily comfort them. We can certainly pray for them, though, and for other Christians in Pakistan who live constantly under this oppression and second-class citizenship status.
Next, the body of Christ is growing in a former Hindu kingdom. Chitri with A3 says,
God is doing wonderful things in Nepal. Churches are growing. And Christians are becoming strong.
However, Christians and church leaders are also facing increasing challenges.
Government going to make legal things here. Abortion, same-sex marriage. Christians are struggling what to do in this situation. So we are working all Christians together whether we should put any legal case in the Supreme Court or not.
A3 networks with church leaders throughout Nepal and helps organize collaboration groups to address issues like these. A3 programs focus on developing leaders and, by extension, churches that multiply. Biblical discipleship is at the forefront. Ask the Lord to strengthen believers who face persecution and give church leaders wisdom as they proclaim the gospel amid opposition. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.